We've lost one of the most influential, courageous, and profoundly good human beings that any of us will share time with on this earth.
That's the president reacting to the death of Nelson Mandela, dead at the age of 95 on Thursday night. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Nelson Mandela being hailed by some, depending on whose twist on his life you agree with, as one of the greatest leaders of our age. I don't know if he was the greatest leader of our age, but I will say this. I think what is incredibly amazing about this man is that for 27 years, he's a political prisoner. And he stuck to his principles when he finally was granted his freedom, and he made peace with his enemies. So he didn't carry that heavy bitterness around. If you read his autobiography, Long Walk to Freedom, it's an interesting read, I got to say that. He wrote it maybe 4 years after he got out of prison in 1990. And he served alongside President F.W. de Klerk, who was the last apartheid president, in what they were doing what they called a transitional coalition of national unity. And they both of the men won a Nobel Peace Prize in 1993. And then this was super controversial, and not everybody agreed with it because, you know, we can't help ourselves. Eye for an eye, tooth for tooth. I have to say that's why I think it's amazing what he did, because I would be the person that would be old school, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. And in 95, He set up the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, remember those, where the victims of terrible torture and violence would talk about their stories, and then the people who also did it, the people who were rapists and murderers and did terrible things, told their stories. And the commission granted the government official types amnesty in exchange for being honest about what they did. And he thought this was a way to heal the country, the deep wounds, by doing that. And in some cases, it infuriated other people because they weren't prosecuted. And why let them tell their stories? They didn't think that was a good thing to do. But in other places, they embraced it. It just depended on what had happened to families, because horrific things happened to some of those families. And obviously, there was major clashes in the way that culture was set up. And if you look at Mandela's life, it was back in the 50s when he was first prosecuted for treason. And there was a 4-year trial. Then that case was originally dropped. And eventually he ended up in, if you fast forward to the 60s, 1964, he was again on trial. He was facing a death sentence. And he made a speech that became pretty famous, a 4-hour-long speech that concluded with some amazing words where he said, "During my lifetime, I've dedicated myself to the struggle of the African people. I've fought against white domination and I've fought against black domination. I've cherished the idea of a democratic and free society in which all persons live together in harmony with equal opportunities. It's an idea which I hope to live for and to achieve, but if needs be, it is an ideal for which I am prepared to die." That line especially was one that really stuck with a lot of people. And for the 27 years that he was in prison, he spent a big chunk of it anyway, on Robben Island, which is a shark-infested, horrible, horrible place on Table Bay, which is 4 miles from Cape Town, working in a rock quarry. And it was there that he was kind of writing that memoir, but a place that most of us probably couldn't even survive in. Here's Nelson Mandela.
Depart. Let us now work together to make this country a great country. It is you, the people, who are our true heroes. This is one of the most important moments in the life of our country. I stand before you filled with deep pride and joy. Pride in the ordinary, humble people of this country. I have cherished the idea of a democratic and free society in which all persons live together in harmony.
All right, living together in harmony in parts of South Africa. He achieved that at times, but boy, there are still sadly lots of problems for lots of people in that country. Economically, some of that has turned around. He definitely was an inspiration, however, to millions of people around the world because of the character that he showed in enduring what happened to him and then forgiving, as I was just talking about, forgiving his former oppressors, which is absolutely amazing. His service, I'm sure, will be attended by past world leaders and present world leaders and other types of dignitaries, if you will, that had brushes with Mandela and the people themselves. It'll be absolutely massive. I am certain of that, and that's being worked on now. They knew he was sick. He had had problems with a lung infection, and he was 95, of course, and it was not looking good for him, you know, the last couple of months in particular. So today was the day, or Thursday was the day, that Nelson Mandela, at the age of 95, passes away. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we have our cheap movie review. And this is the season I say this, that you may catch that movie. You might not even, I know people that, it's for some people it's like going to church. You know, and they say, well, that's the crowd that they go Christmas and Easter. Movies are like that. They go, there are people that go to the movies once a year, and sometimes it's around the holidays, or they go once in the summer, and they go once in the winter, and that's it. There's just some movie that draws them in, and they want to go see it, and they do. And I bet there's people like that listening to America Tonight, because now with streaming and everything else and how quickly movies end up going to the small screen, or you can stream it or get it on DVD or whatever, that I think that has a lot of people just waiting, just looking at some of the spots for it and waiting to see what to see when it's going to be out of the theaters and to a place where they can watch it at home. But if you do venture out and you go and see a movie, send us a cheap movie review. Give us a couple lines about what you liked about the movie, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. And I am a person who sees movies for relaxation, so we go through periods where we'll see a bunch of movies and then it takes a while before we go back to the movies. But some of the good stuff is coming out now, and some of the best movies of the year are still hanging around in the theaters. Plus, we've got, besides what's in the theaters, we have the DVD reviews from our man down under, Jock Alexander. He always does such a good job with that, with the cult classic. That's my favorite part. I can't wait to hear what the cult classic is this time around. So hang with us. We're going to the movies next here on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. Or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Everyone, Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. Logan, otherwise known as Wolverine, is living a bleak life since he was forced to murder Jean Grey. When Yukio pays him a visit, he's informed that a man he once knew is dying and wants to see him. Wolverine goes to visit Yoshida and is offered the opportunity to become human, but he rejects this offer. Before Yoshida dies, he begs Logan to become his granddaughter's protector. At the funeral, thugs try to take Mariko, and Wolverine desperately tries to seek a place to keep her safe. When Wolverine's powers are no longer, he begins to worry about how he'll keep Mariko safe. This journey leads Logan struggling with his own personal demon. Hugh Jackman reprises his role as the Wolverine. The diabolical wizard Gargamel is up to mountains of mischief, creating a host of tiny creatures called Naughties that he hopes to use to harness the magic that the Smurfs use so freely. The sorcerer is living in Paris and is being hailed as a mighty magician, but he is frustrated by the fact that only the Smurfs can use the magic that he desires, and only Smurfette knows the spell that will turn his minions of Naughties into genuine Smurfs. His solution, of course, is to kidnap Smurfette and force her to share the spell with him. While she faces temptation of the misbehaving Naughties, Smurfette's friends, both Smurf and human, mobilize to try and rescue her. Can they get there in time, or will it be too late? The Smurfs 2 stars Neil Patrick Harris and Christina Ricci. TV series out this week on DVD include Hot in Cleveland Season 4, The Simpsons Season 16, and Season 3 of Transformers Prime.
In the town where I was born.
This week's cult classic is an animated masterpiece from 1968, The Beatles' Yellow Submarine. But when the producers approached the Beatles about this film, the group, which hated the TV cartoon show of them, agreed only to do it as an easy way of completing their movie contract, and as such only contributed a few old songs and four quickly produced numbers. In fact, the Fab Four didn't even do their own character voices. However, when they saw the finished film, they were so impressed they decided to appear in a short live
live-action epilogue to the film. Yellow Submarine is a fantastic family film for the holiday season. Go out and see it. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
Yellow Submarine. Boy, that would be a fun one, I think, to see if you're a Beatles fan, without a doubt. Who isn't a Beatles fan? You could talk to a six-year-old kid, and they probably know some of the Beatles songs. They have Beatle Fridays, and on the GCN network, Jason Lewis does Beatle Bumper Friday, and it's a lot of fun because they really dig up some of those, I think, interesting old Beatles hits, not necessarily all the obvious ones that you hear all the time. All right, so we're heading to the movies. Opening this week, Out of the Furnace stars Christian Bale. He's one of my favorite. Casey Affleck is also in this. Sam Shepard, Zoe Saldana, all big stars at this point. Under 2 hours, this movie, and check it out.
You work too much.
Gotta bring home the bacon to fatten you up.
How much you loan you?
$1,500.
I ain't got that kind of cash lying around to bail you out.
Bro, you wanna get a drink later?
Yeah.
And a liquid dinner?
You want another?
No, Rodney was supposed to meet me here half an hour ago.
Now, why the hell you want to fight?
I just need the money.
You're going to be a good boy and take a dive. We're going to have to teach you a lesson.
Rodney!
They haven't been able to find your brother. The people up in those hills, at their own greed of justice, but it does not include us.
It's the growth, it's the worst. He haunts those mountains.
Please don't do anything for me. You don't want to go there.
We're going to get one shot at this guy. You ready for this?
Ronnie Bays' brother.
I ain't leaving without him.
Forget and forgive what we have been.
You're a good kid with a good heart. Hey, Dad. Get up.
You got 5 seconds.
Alright, so I think you get kind of the idea there. Christian Bale with a strong lead and an interesting cast around him, no doubt, where he is working in a blue-collar job, and then he's taking care of somebody after that. So he's got the pressure of both. He turns to crime because he's actually kind of seeking justice, I guess, for his younger brother is the best way to put it, but it turns into crime. I'm not going to give the whole thing away. Inside, Llewellyn Davis is another movie that's out. Carrie Mulligan is in it, and Justin Timberlake, a couple of the stars. Check it out.
How you doing, Llewellyn Davis?
Oh, hello. I've heard your music. I've heard many nice things about you from Jim and Jean and from others.
You have not heard one nice thing about me from Jean.
Oh, it's fairly well, my darling true. I'm leaving in the first hour of the morning.
No, you don't want to go anywhere. And that's why all the same shit is going to keep happening to you, because you want... And also because you're an asshole.
California.
What'd you say you played?
Folk songs.
Folk songs. I said you were a musician.
Out of day and out of time. It ain't believing.
Folk singer with a cat.
It's not my cat. I just didn't know what to do with it.
Really? So, you bring your dick along too?
I should have had you wear double condoms. You should be wearing condom on condom and then wrap it in electrical tape.
Though the weather is against me, the wind blows hard, the rain, she's a-turning into hail. I still might strike it lucky on a highway going west, though I'm traveling on a path beaten trail.
I'm interested in gigging here.
Okay, let's hear something.
You don't want to hear the record?
Why should I? You're here. Play me something. Play me something from inside Llewyn Davis.
All right, folk singer in the 60s, we trail you out with this one. And this movie is called Crave.
I spend a lot of time living in my head, you know. It doesn't seem normal. Just lately, I've been feeling a little divergent.
Divergent? You mean nuts?
Let me ask you this. Would the world be a better place if 5 out of 10 of these guys that you lock up just had a bullet in their heads?
Try 9 out of 10.
All right, here we go! All your money now!
You're a coward. Is that really how you want to end up? Afraid to live life?
If only you did have a gun.
A real gun. They'd finally take you seriously.
What we in the profession call a bad one.
You look into the mirror. You realize you're going to hell. Maybe you'll forgive me, God. Forgive me for the things I've done. And for the things I've yet to do.
We're kicking it to the other side.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
He is now resting. He is now at peace. Our people have lost a father. Nothing can diminish our sense of a profound and enduring loss.
South African President Jacob Zuma talking about Mandela, profound loss. And that's what it is, although Mandela lived to be 95. He spent 27 years, as all of you know, in prison. He was all the things I mentioned before, a freedom fighter, no doubt. He brought democracy to the people of South Africa. The economy's turned around. There are still some problems, big problems in South Africa. But he did everything he could to try to unite the people, and he put an end to apartheid single-handedly, going through the countryside, talking to people, and doing whatever he could to really project the fact that he didn't have any bitterness, which I think is the most amazing feat when you think of where he was and what he went through. I'm sure plans will be announced for some kind of an amazing celebration for Mandela and virtually all the world leaders that I can think of will probably be there, some from the past as well, and probably many other people from all walks of life. It'll be very crowded affair, no doubt about it. We move to a couple of other things, shaking out a few odds and ends. I've already really hammered home the fact that we have a lame Congress, no budget in sight. It doesn't look that way. And one minute you see some talking head on one of the cable stations saying, if we could just go over a couple of obstacles, hop over a couple obstacles. The bottom line is they're not hopping very well over the obstacles. They're smashing right into them. So at this point, It's pretty dismal. Will it turn around? Do I think it'll turn around? Are we going to be held hostage to it? Are we going to, I can tell you what to prepare for all next week. It'll be the road to what happens on December 13th. January 15th would mean we're out of money. So if we're out of money January 15th, we're looking at that whole shutdown thing again and all the conversation over what's going to happen with the government. And I'll say this again now for the 20th time. It's worth repeating. There is just no way that the nation can take any more of what's happening. We, the people, are tired of the people in Washington who represent us not getting done what they have to get done and the lack of accountability. I mean, I can twist this in 10 different directions and give you 25 different adjectives, but it all comes back to the same thing, lack of cooperation. I think part of it is the fact that you have lawmakers who aren't there half the time and they spend no time in Washington. So even if the ideology between so many are different, they usually could come up with some kind of common ground when eventually you had to. Very few laws were passed this year. There was lots of talk, lots of empty promises and things, frankly, that didn't happen. And this is just another thing, the whole budget round and round carousel, because that's what it is constantly. I mean, if these guys were our accountants, we would certainly fire them. And in any job that any of us would work, if we had no accountability, where would you be? I think of any of the jobs I've ever had, including my first jobs when I was, 14 and 15 years old, and I would have been definitely X'd out of those gigs if I handled them the way some of the people who represent us do. But it's just so easy to pound that into the ground. I'll tell you what you do. If you are frustrated and tired of it, get a hold of your congressman or woman, and the same thing with the Senate as well, and say, we're tired of this. Stop talking. Enough of the conversation. I think there has to be, in the accountability department, I think what we need is to start holding their feet to the fire, as you would be at a job and probably have been if you worked at all in any kind of corporation, small or large. So if they're not going to be there, they're not going to take votes, they're going to be absent. If they want to get on committees because you make more money when you get in committees, you can't take that leap to the committees because you have lunch with the people who are the influencers who will move you up into that position. I don't think you get to do that. And I think you need to dock pay. I mean, stop handling this the way we're handling it. I think there needs to be more accountability. And how do you do that? And the way you get people to be accountable is to threaten pay, frankly. And when we talk about health care, if the health care is one for all, let's make it one for all. And that means that Congress has to jump in with both feet, too. If I'm a Democrat and I'm saying this is really good, this is going to make a difference in your life, it's going to make a difference across the board for many Americans, then you know what I'm doing? I'm putting my money where my mouth is, and then I'm jumping into the health exchange, too. That's what I would do. If it's really, really going to work and the bugs are going to get ironed out and you're blaming the Republicans, saying that's just the same old crap from them and they have no solution, then I'd say show me. Show me why it's good and jump in with more than your mouth. Jump in with your wallet. There's a couple of things that could happen right now. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, so many of you emailed this show. You know, I always say you want to vent. You're frustrated by whatever it is that's happening, maybe even locally, but in your state or what's happening in Washington, D.C., or anything else you want to throw out. Maybe you just went to a movie and you have a cheap movie review for us. We'll have cheap movie reviews coming up. But in our next segment, we'll hit the mailbag. And a lot of people had a few things to say about Mandela and plenty to say about the fact that we still don't have a budget and what kind of a year it's been for Congress. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to take a big look back at the worst stories and the best stories of 2013, because certainly there were some great things that happened in this country. Sometimes I feel like all we do is hit and hammer and nail the nonsense to the floor. I mean, the reason we live in a great country is we still have freedom, right? We do radio shows. You can call in. We can talk about anything and all of it. We couldn't do this in other countries, and I've been to some of those other countries, and no matter how much we gripe, we don't want to turn into those other countries. And you look at the significance of this week, a poll comes out where in the United States, our view of how we're being perceived with the rest of the world is not good, that we don't have that perception of being the heavy hammer, of being the all-powerful United States, that some of that has been chipped away at. I think that's significant. Also, the fact that so many millennials are not happy with affordable care and are not signing up, meaning 18 to 29. That's a significant story. Those polls that are being released are very, very significant. And then also looking back at what I just went off on, the whole budget scenario, and the fact that how many times have we not had a budget? How many times have we been back in the same situation? We are a band. That's what it is. We are a Band-Aid culture. Just slap a Band-Aid on it, and we'll deal with it down the road. But we don't deal with it, and then down the road, all of a sudden, is in our face, and we got to do something about it. But it's we're back against the wall. I would hate it. If I were a congresswoman or a senator, I can't imagine the frustration. I can't imagine how frustrating it would be to constantly be in this scenario, especially if you were someone brand new and you had all these ideas and you were hoping to implement them and get things done and you were told, well, wait, that's not the way things work here. That's not how we do it in Washington. You have to earn your wings or they're going to get clipped, which is what one freshman senator told me he was told when he first went to Washington. So I think that's super significant. And the other thing is, don't forget the investment we have in the Middle East. We're still waiting to see what happens with Iran since the sanctions were lifted. And you have President Rouhani in Iran who now is playing nice, has money circulating through the system again because the sanctions were really strangling that country. What are they actually going to do when it comes to not developing a nuclear warhead, which many believe they're very, very close to or could become very close to? So there was conversation in the beginning of the week and over last weekend as to what are the countries that we should be concerned about, and when do we say, well, we don't really have the right to be the nuclear authority and tell countries that they can or cannot have nukes. I think the countries that have nukes, fine, what are you going to do? That's in the game. But adding nukes and a place like Iran, do people realize who we're dealing with Iran? They still believe in revolutions. I don't think that I would trust that situation at all. Very collapsible. We'll see what happens. And then the other thing in the Middle East that's disconcerting is Afghanistan and the fact that Hamid Karzai still has not signed the bilateral agreement. Very significant if you know anyone who's serving and is in Afghanistan. 2014, the end of December 2014 is when our troops are out of there, and there are ways that you have to bring the troops back. There has to be an organized flow to it, especially leaving some behind, like 8,000 to 10,000 they're talking about. And now Karzai is not happy. He's not happy with a drone attack that happened and has not signed the agreement. And that kind of hangs us in limbo. What if we clear out completely? What does it do to that country? Stay with us. We're heading to the mailroom next.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up. Yeah. Your daddy don't know what your mama's gonna do.
Hey, sweater wearers, take a lady America tonight. Forget the t-shirts for most of us in the country. We are way beyond that, friends. It is chilly all over the Midwest, the South, the Southwest. States of emergency have been declared in a few places, Oklahoma being one of them. Down power lines, ice, oh, all that stuff that happens in the winter. Something that's not happening in Washington has nothing to do with the weather. It's the same old budget, and everybody's heading for the hills because of the holidays. So this is going to come down to the wire again. Look for the same conversations about, hey, we're getting closer. Only 5 days until we run out of money. 4 days till we run out of money. 3 days till we run out of money. And then, boom, either magically there's a deal or we go into panic mode in this country, and then there's another government shutdown, which I think is so unacceptable and ridiculous, and it's all that accountability that we just don't have. It's time to say, you got to be accountable. Look, you want to run for public office? This is a key piece of what has to happen. You have to come up with the numbers. Make them work. Make them work. Figure it out. Instead of waiting until the last moment. It's a democracy, folks. But they're not doing what they're supposed to do for the most part. And then the few, because not everyone's evil and awful on the Hill, but it's so few and far between that you just can't, you can't be the lone wolf even if you try. And it's good they try. Rand Paul did it, Ted Cruz did it, and people I know are iffy sometimes on Cruz, but I give Cruz credit. He is who he is. And he's no dummy. I mean, for whatever you care about education, you know, they always throw the whole thing about education when the president went to Harvard. Guess where Ted Cruz went? Harvard. Yeah, he did. Let's go to Dan in Cross Plains, Texas. Hello, Dan. How are you on this very chilly morning?
I'm watching the ice come down. The fleet all over the place. It's just peppered down in here. And I told your screener that I am making my famous chocolate chip raisin oatmeal cookies.
That's good. What do you put in your raisins? How do you make your, you don't buy a box thing? You do it yourself?
What, you mean dry the raisins myself?
Yeah, you stamp on the gray, you stomp
yeah,
the raisins.
Well, yeah, I just stand there with a coat hanger and the luxury sun, dry them out, babe.
No, I mean that you mix everything up yourself. So in other words, you do the batter, basically.
I make the batter, and then
awesome.
People tell me, why don't you bring me some cookies? Those are the best cookies I ever ate, blah, 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 blah. And, I could go into business, and everybody.
I was just
going
to say that. Why don't you do that?
Well,
do it. Listen.
I do this as a love for my friends and people. I don't do it for money.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I'm just trying to be a good guy.
But I have a good name for your cookies, Dan's Raisins. Dan's Raisins.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
All right, we'll talk. What's on your mind?
Okay. One, it's going to get settled on the budget deal. They'll keep playing the game. It's the same old kick the can down the road. We know that. We got the EPA that's acting like it's the government itself issuing all kinds of regulations. If you don't believe me, they had 150,000 new regulations.
I know.
Since Obama got elected. Okay.
It's ridiculous.
150,000. We cannot breathe that we ain't breaking the law. Okay? And now I have another little pet peeve. I'd like you to send all of your little curly Q light bulbs that are wasted instead of to the dump, send them to Fred Upton. He wanted to put that damn thing through and let him deal with it, because once those go into our dump, they get into our groundwater when they break. And when they break, get in the groundwater, it affects not only us, but our children, our grandchildren, and God knows how long. Because mercury doesn't dissipate.
Yeah, thanks. It's good. It's great that they didn't investigate that any further. Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I got a little joke for you, and then I'll let you go. This young girl was a victim of her two sister ugliers that were stepsisters, and her father was dead, and the now stepmother treated her mean. Does it sound familiar? And this was absolutely horrible to her. So after doing all of her chores, she decided to take a little nap, and as she was laying there, out of the castle up on the hill, a horse come galloping down, and down through the town, and across the drawbridge, and into town itself, and right up to her door, and the prince of the castle kicked the door down, raced into her room, swept her up in his arms, carried her out, putting her on his horse, and galloped right back through the town, up the mountain, up to his castle, carried her in, and laid her down on a white ermine couch. Looked intently into his hot eyes. She said, what are you going to do to me now? Because I don't know. It's your dream.
Oh, you took me there. I love it, Dan. I am ripping that joke off. You have a fabulous weekend. Watch out for the ice, brother. It's brutal. Tomas in Michigan. Hello.
Hey, Kate. Well, let's talk a little bit about old Nelson Mandela, you know. Everybody is saying the praises of Nelson Mandela, but I never was a fan of Nelson, you know. But, I mean, he died today, so I think I'll just leave it at that. I think that the white people in South Africa brought a lot to the table. If it hadn't been for that influx of European know-how, you know, Southern Africa would be like the rest of Africa, which is third world. So But you have to give it to him because he could have turned around and been like that guy in Rhodesia that turned into a
madman. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and he could have done the same thing, or he could have tried to do the same thing in South Africa. And he took lemons and made lemonade for sure.
Absolutely. That's what I said. To me, that was the one thing you take away from this. How are you thrown in a hole no matter what for 27 years? You emerge and you don't have bitterness, and you try to unite the white people and the black people, especially through the rugby game, the huge rugby game, the world championships, which he really brokered that deal. I know somebody that was involved in that, and they said, you know, this wasn't just fluff and stuff. He really pushed for that, and it made a big difference. So, you know, bravo.
Yeah, well, Kate, do you think that the Republicans are going to try and shut the government down again?
I think it'll come down to the last minute, and there'll be a deal.
That's right. Milking the cow, huh?
Milking it. Yep, brother, milking it. Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. They got to all enjoy that little interview with CNN. They get a little free interview with Fox.
Yep.
And,
yep.
Yeah. It's all part of the game.
Yep.
Too bad though, because you know, sooner or later, this is going to end. You know. Have you heard those Bitcoins?
Yes. Yes, we do advertisements on the air for that. We know a lot of people that have Bitcoins and have done well with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a sign of the times that when the dollar loses its dominance, the game is over then.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to change the entire rules. Once we don't control the currency game, man, that QE is going to lose its power.
Mm-hmm.
We're printing $85 billion.
I know.
$85 billion a month, and when that stops, and you know, the fat lady will have finished.
I agree. You and I are in total agreement of that. We've been talking about that, Tomas, for a long time. My father said that to me a long, long time ago, that you wait and see what happens. It's paper money. It's like funny money, because that's exactly what Bernanke, when he was the Federal Reserve Chair, that's what he kept pushing for over and over and over again. Quantitative easing, just keep doing that. As I ease my way out of the position, I am easing, quantitative easing all over the place. And that bled us dry. I just don't understand how that became so acceptable. Whoop. It's just like it's that Band-Aid again. Let's slap a Band-Aid on it, print more money. Slap a Band-Aid on it, print more money. You get it. It's the repetitive nature of things, I guess, in Washington. That's so infuriating, no?
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.